The following program is paid for by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Absolute Mortgage Company, NMLS number 81395, and Washington CL number 81395, is an equal opportunity housing lender. Tina Mitchell, MLO number 145420, is a licensed loan originator with Absolute Mortgage. Visit AbsoluteLoans.com or call 888-90-HOMES for cost information.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, May 23rd show. I am your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell. I provide you the news on everything money, fresh information on market trends and conditions in our local economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast. I'm here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests I have in studio. Please call the show at 1-855-411-1150. Again, it's 1-855-411-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And my lineup for studio today, Michael Urbino with John L. Scott is here to discuss policy legislation advocacy and state of the new construction. So excited to hear what Michael has to share with us today. Also in studio, I have Justin Richards and Yvette Duby with Keller Williams Realty Bellevue here to share all the great things about Seattle. And last in studio, Ian Tolmie with Caring Transitions Seattle, Senior Relocation and Downsizing Services. Great information and great guests in studio. For more information on any of the topics that we're discussing today or any topics that you'd like to hear into the show, always love hearing from my listeners. Call into the show at 1-855-411-1150. Again, that's 1-855-411-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And as always, let's start out with a little money chat.
Money. Money.
Do you ever wonder how interest rates move, why they move, and what they're attached to? Today, I want to talk about mortgage interest rates. Mortgage interest rates follow the bond market. And before I want to talk about mortgage interest rates, I'll tell you, because it was a crazy week in the interest rate market with mortgage rates. Rates are still really low, but we saw a lot of adjustment in the market. It's a really good time to take advantage of these rates because they're not going to stay. The question is how long are they going to stay where they're at right now? Now, mortgage rates follow the bond market, and mortgage-backed securities are based on the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. Similar to corporate bonds, mortgage bonds trade all day, every day, and mortgage rates will follow it. Sometimes you can see multiple changes in the interest rate market, just like you can see changes in how the stock market's trading, you can the bond market. Now, in general, as the price of the mortgage-backed bonds changes, so do the interest rates. So this applies to conventional mortgage-backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bonds, FHA loans, VA, and USDA loans backed by Ginnie Mae mortgage bonds. The price of mortgage bonds was based on the supply and demand, and when Wall Street demands for mortgage bonds increases, all things equal, mortgage bond price rise. Mortgage rates move in the opposite direction from the mortgage bond prices. If trading higher, mortgage rates will go down. If the bond is trading, the mortgage bond is trading lower, mortgage rates go up. Again, directly tied to it, but that's why you're seeing opposite. Trading high is good, trading low, not so good. Demand for mortgage bonds can change for multiple reasons. The most common is risk avoidance. So because of most mortgage-backed bonds are guaranteed by the U.S. government, they're considered extra safe and unlikely to default. During periods of economic and political uncertainty, mortgage bonds tend to be in high demand, which leads mortgage rates lower. Now, the trading pattern is known as flight to quality, and it's fairly common one. With a weak economy, investors want the security of the bond market and then will pull out of the stock market to move into mortgage bonds. With a strong economy, investors will take more risk to see a higher return and invest in the stock market. So this is why usually they trade opposite of each other. So typically you'll see the stock market trading well, the bond market not so much, vice versa. Not all the time. If you look at the market at the end of the week, you saw the stock market and the bond market relatively pretty close. Also, rates are subject to adjustments, price adjustments made by the agency securing the bond. So generic names such as adjustments is loan level pricing adjustments. Now, loan level pricing adjustments are similar to the middleman fees, and these reflect the risk of an insuring a particular loan trait. So for an example, mortgage interest rates on a two-unit property would be higher than a single-family property. You could imagine it probably would be a higher risk if you had a duplex, threeplex, or a fourplex property versus single family. Investment property rates are higher than primary residence. And so typically, if there's something that's going on with your financial situation, you're going to take extra care of making sure that you're protecting the roof over your head, whereas the investment properties, those might be something that you would have to release. Credit score, obviously, if you have strong credit, you're going to be a less default than somebody that has challenging credit. Same thing with down payment. The lower down payment you have, the higher risk it's going to be, because more apt that you might walk away from that property if the market adjusts. Now, these factors are based, again, all on the fact of the statistics based on default. Now, things that don't control mortgage interest rates, aside from loan level pricing adjustments, there are no other direct forces on U.S. rates. So for an example, it's commonly said that today's rates is based on the path of the 10-year Treasury note. This is not true. It's another government-backed insurance, but its mortgage rates are not based on the 10-year bond, 10-year Treasury. They're based on the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. Now, over the course of years, mortgage rates on the 10-year Treasury note will track together on any given day. However, there have been plenty of days which the mortgage bonds and the Treasury notes are different. So you can see over the last 10 years, a 5 points difference, maybe only a half points difference. So it really depends. Now, the Fed Fund rate also is not linked to mortgage interest rates. The Fed Fund rate is an overnight interest rate which the banks borrow money from each other. It's an interest rate fixed by the Federal Reserve and used to speed up and slow down the U.S. economy. So the Fed's fund rate and the 30-year fixed rate have varied. Sometimes they're equal, sometimes they're different, but the Fed plans to slow down the economy. And that actually works. Mortgage rates are going to go down because the slower the economy means the stronger the bond market, and investments want the security of the bond market. Now, if the Fed's plan to slow down the economy does not work, the mortgage bonds market will be dropping in trading price because the investors instead are investing in the stock market for a higher return, and mortgage rates will go up. And lastly, mortgage rates are not governed by the Federal Reserve, any of its members, or any elected U.S. official. The actions of the nation's central bank can affect demand of the mortgage-backed bonds, but none can be set on home loan interest rates. So just a little bit of understanding of how the mortgage rates work. Again, just take a look at how the bond market is trading. If it's favorable, then that's going to be good for interest rates. Favorable meaning the bond market is trading at a higher price. If the bond market is dropping in trading price, not so good for interest rates, and you'll see those go up. A little bit of the money chat. Anytime that you want to talk about rates, anything regarding mortgage, again, give the call a show. I love talking to my listeners. 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50. And coming up next on the Money Hour, part of the National Association of Realtors, whose members are part of the largest trade association and one of the most powerful lobbying groups. Michael Urbano with John L. Scott right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.